our own choice to make. Judges 14, 1 through 4.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
Samson went down to Timnah, and saw a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistines. He came up and told his father and mother, and said, I have seen a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistines. Now therefore get her for me as my wife. Then his father and his mother said to him, Isn't there a woman among your brothers' daughters, or among all my people, that you go to take a wife of the uncircumcised Philistines? Samson said to his father, Get her for me, for she pleases me well. But his father and mother didn't know that it was of Yahweh, for he sought an occasion against the Philistines. Now at that time the Philistines ruled over Israel. Is it ever right to consider marrying a non-believer? That's a question that comes up when we read what Samson did here. The Bible is actually very clear about this in both the Old Testament and the New. Exodus 34:15 through 16. Don't make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, lest they play the prostitute after their gods, and sacrifice to their gods. And one call you, and you eat of his sacrifice, and you take of their daughters to your sons, and their daughters play the prostitute after their gods, and make your sons play the prostitute after their gods. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Don't be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what fellowship have righteousness and iniquity? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? Manoah and the people of Israel who cared about God knew this. I can't help but feel sorry for Manoah and his wife here. They raised a son and never even cut his hair. His mother had to stay away from alcohol during pregnancy, and they were told by God that this boy would start to save Israel, but as soon as he came of age, he demanded that his parents break God's law for him. Notice that the reason Samson wanted the woman was because she was so hot. It is clear that this was a bad idea because she was a Philistine. This man was not very wise. It must have been very troubling to his parents. God lets us know in this passage that he was using Samson to do his work even though Manoah couldn't see it. Samson was going to have to do what God wanted, even if he was choosing to violate God's rules at a personal level. Remember that God holds each individual responsible. Manoah had his choice, Manoah's wife had her choice, and Samson had to choose to follow God on his own too. It had to become something he believed, not just something his parents did for him. It appears to me that God was not holding Manoah responsible for Samson's actions at this point. After all, Samson was now a man. Manoah and his wife had already obeyed God's rules. This was now God and Samson's problem.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio. We'll be right back.